4CBA Mobile.
Would allow radio checks on this frequency.
Well, hopefully I don't need one.
W4NGU, you're full gliding. How you doing? You headed my way?
Never. KN4VWA.
Yeah, I'm headed your way.
Hey guys, give me a quick audio on this radio. This is the one I got in my she shed. Not in my she shed, but in my man cave. How's it sound?
Volume is a little less than David, but it's perfectly clear and you're full quieting.
Dave, how's that sound?
Oh, I mean, you're full quieting. It sounds just a little muffled or, I don't know, like you're not talking into the mic or something.
Okay, well, how's that now? That a little bit better? Plus, I'm going to give you about 5 seconds of dead key. See what you hear.
I don't know. It sounds kind of like you might have a tiny fan running in the background or something. Kind of sound, and that was about it.
Talking 3 inches from the mic or holding it down on your waist like you like to do.
Right now I got it about 14 inches away.
Yeah, well, you're low. Much lower than David, so you need to talk up or have it a lot closer. Just my opinion. That's what you asked for.
Okay, how about that now? Is that a little better?
A little.
No, just a second. I just brought the mic up a little bit. How's that sound now?
Much better. Make one, David. Let me compare.
This is KB4CVA Mobile.
The rain in Spain falls mainly in the plain.
You're much better, Steve, than you were at start.
Okay, I had the mic gain down just a little bit, so anyhow, that's cool beans. What time did you say over there? 6 o'clock?
4.
I guess if it has to be 4 o'clock, I guess I could make that. I'll comb my teeth and brush my hair.
Oh my! Well, David, you're gonna be way early.
The house. I mean, it'll take me probably close to an hour to get there, and you know, I don't know what traffic's gonna be like on 85.
Well, listen, guys, I'm going to go ahead and jump off here. I got a couple little things to do before I can get on the road to get over there, Phil. KN4VWA, getting my chores done and going my way. Clear?
All right, Steve, you want me to stop and get anything? Because I thought I had some starting fluid and stuff like that, but I don't, so I'm going to see you use it all.
Got a battery.
I hope I do. I hope it's charged.
That's a go or no go question there, bud. I'll bring a battery and I'll bring some starting fluid, Dave. And we'll go from there. And I'll bring that inspection device. So, all right, KN4, VWA, I'm clear.
See ya when we see ya. All right, so are you at the house, Phil, or are you mobile?
I'm about 15 minutes away. I had put a charger on that battery. It's a brand new battery 3 years ago. And then we were cleaning around it so we'd have good access to it, and I forgot to go hook that trickle charger back up. I'll do that when we get home, although it won't do any good in an hour. But I don't know if we got power there or not, so I'm glad he's got a battery he can bring.
Can't get any jumper cables to it.
That's not a problem. I've got a one of those Schumacher portable jump things that it'll start a diesel, so I could start it. I just don't know if it'll maintain with that battery.
Well, once you start it, the alternator will... You know, unless the battery's stone cold dead, it'll whatever you need, whatever the engine needs. That engine won't take near as much power to, you know, to run the electronics as a newer, you know, a new engine would.
Tube type AM radio in it, original equipment, but we won't even turn that on, so all you're talking about is some courtesy lights, if they even still work, and a trunk lamp, so you're right, there's no electronics to worry about.
Now, all these cars have modules for everything, and plus you're running the, you know, you got a fuel pump, you got injectors to run, the ignition systems requires more power, and you know, the PCM's getting all the info from modules and all the input sensors, and I think nowadays if your battery drops below, I think it's about 11.6 or 11.4 volts, your car will just cut off. If, you know, if your alternator quits working, and it just can't run. It just can't run the car or anything below that.
It runs. I've been looking online and seeing when they're fixed up, not show quality, just in real good original shape. It blows your mind, but of course I don't intend on selling it.
We just left Pigeon Forge day before yesterday, and I think one of the guys that we were talking to, a local, he said that they were going to have a car show. I think it's this coming weekend. So, boy, I tell you, that place is going to be super crowded this weekend.
Wind up there, I'm not sure. Probably not, but Teresa and I are going to take a little getaway and leave Ashland at home. And we don't have reservations. We're going to see where we are when it's time to turn off the car for the night.
Look, we stayed at the Dolly Parton's, one of our hotels. It's on an island. It's called Margaritaville on the island, and it was real nice. I don't know what the rate is. I didn't even ask Mona. She made the reservations, but anyway. But when her parents got married, they went there for their honeymoon, and there was one hotel and one pancake house in Pigeon Forge. Can you believe that?
Wild. I said last time I went, I wouldn't go again because of the crowds. It's probably worse now.
You need to know the back roads, and of course, the back roads have caught on, but a lot of people know about them that aren't locals, but they're not as crowded as that. It's the 6-lane that runs, you know, down the main drag there. I tell you, that can just be frustrating as hang. It's, I mean, sometimes you just sit there, and it can be very frustrating, especially on a big weekend like this, where they're going to have a hot rod show, and there'll be tons of people, even more than there was there this week when we stayed there.
Fun. Speaking of batteries and testing batteries, I was testing the battery in this truck, and I've got a, I guess it's a Taiwan or something knockoff of a Fluke meter. It looks just like a Fluke, but it's not. And that's my main meter, but I got a couple of these little deals that you buy for $7 at not Tractor Supply, what's the other place? Harbor Freight, that usually they give them to you if you buy enough or buy frequently. And I don't consider that to be anything but a toy, but they're convenient to have around occasionally. You don't care if you'd step on it or whatever. But the last three they've given me won't measure voltage. I mean, just completely nothing. And I went back and got another one the first time, and the second time I said, it's not worth the gas. I'm just going to throw them away.
The analog meter.
Yeah, those little orange ones. They used to sell them for $4.95, but they've gone up to about $7 or $8 on them. But they're not worth that.
I used to use one. I kept one laying around because before 1996, you could read codes on the car with an analog voltmeter hook. You had to know which two wires to hook it to on the data link connector, which was under the hood back then, and you could watch the sweep, the needle would sweep all the way, you know, across and then back to zero, and you would count the sweeps, and that would give you the code, if there were any codes in the system. It's really really interesting to use one, but I've actually read codes that way on a pre 96 car.
That's pretty neat. Well, you can still get analogs several places, but of course it's going mostly digital now, and it's hard to tell what you're getting in those plastic packs. You can't break open and mess with it. Well, I see the big steeple, so I'm just down the street from the house, David. I'm going to sign and go hook up that trickle charger and change into some clothes. I don't mind getting dirty. W4, never give up for your final.
Oh, you mean we're going to get dirty? Yeah, I brought I don't know what you call it. It's like a coverall gel. So I'll, if I see I'm going to get, have to crawl under the car or something, I'll put those on. And I brought me a pair of gloves, too, that are, they're real nice work gloves. They're thin, but they, you know, they won't puncture very easily. All right, well, I'm getting on 85. So I'll see you in a little bit. KB4 CBA Mobile.